is Free Talk Live, and we are launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you'd like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Now, once again, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content of the site. Submit stuff that you find online you think's interesting. Other listeners vote, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website. You'll see for yourself and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
News from politico.com is about what's going on in Georgia, and it's not good. Farmers in Georgia have already lost $300 million. Over just not too long of a period of time. What happened is Georgia, in all of their electoral brilliance, they have passed some sort of a crackdown, an Arizona-style immigration bill passed in April. Due to take effect next month, it has seen thousands of undocumented immigrants flee the state. There are now over 11,000 vacant positions on state farms. So because nobody was stepping up to fill these positions, the governor came up with a brilliant idea of bring them pensioners in there. Those guys are looking for work. Let's just bring some pensioners in, some folks that are just, you know, fresh out of jail, looking for some work. Here you go. Here's some jobs, guys. Go to work. And so they put those pensioners out in the fields, and those guys, most of them, two-thirds of them, the first day.
Did you say pensioners?
Probationees?
Probationers?
You're right. Probationers. My
bad. Probationers.
Pensioners. What a terrible idea.
I miss my flat screen TV.
is this their new health care program?
Sorry about that. Probationers. They put thanks for calling me out. So they put these probationers out there. And these guys said, the hell with this. We're going back to, you know, air conditioning.
Flat screen TVs.
Yeah. So they quit. Over two-thirds of them walked off the job or did not show up for work the second day. There are 11,000 vacant positions right now available. These farmers are losing millions of dollars every single day, possibly $1 billion if they don't get access to a reliable workforce. And so my question that I'd asked last hour was, what do you folks who are proposing that these immigration crackdowns be a good thing, that these things should happen more and happen more often and happen harder and tougher, and, you know, those of you who want to see a real crackdown, throw them out of the country.
Those people clearly believe that the government has let the right amount of people in under its rules because the other people are cheating. You know, they're not doing what the market has, decided that is best for the state of Georgia and honestly the United States. No, they're cheating the ones whom the government has let in.
And for those who think that or say that, you know, they should be coming here legally, well, it's not that easy to come here legally now. At the turn of the century, in the beginning of the 20th century, it wasn't that difficult to get in this country from wherever you were coming.
You showed up for the most part.
You showed up. There wasn't all this cost. What's it cost now to come in from Mexico if you do it legally?
Oh, my God, Wayne. I have no idea.
It must be $10,000.
If you can
That's probably about right.
Well, that presumes that you get approved because you can still pay a bunch of money just to apply to come here, and they can still kick it back in your face and say no.
And you're buying lawyers, and everybody knows that down in the South, we pronounce it liars.
And then you wait.
Yeah, and you wait, and for years you wait, and then you spend more money in fees and more money in lawyers, and then maybe eventually they'll let you in. So it's next to impossible, and as Mark pointed out, the people that are going to go through that process aren't going to go and work at a farm job. So who is going to take these 11,000 jobs in Georgia, and what is it that you propose to do about this? Because if you're seeing it happen in Georgia, but it's not just there. There have also been stories about, you remember the ICE raids where they will go into a business like some sort of manufacturer, they'll go in, they'll come, like literally, with a SWAT team, they'll go in and they'll demand that the manufacturer show all their employee files. They pull open the filing cabinets and they start poring over documents to make sure everybody's legal. And then they round up all the so-called undocumented workers that are working at that factory. And they take them, they put them into whatever, you know, camps that they need to put them into and then deport them from the country. Remember those stories?
Oh, well, but don't forget about their kids.
Right.
What happens to them?
Well, that's another aspect of it. But what ends up happening is they crack down in these little towns where they have like two manufacturers.
It destroys the business.
And
town.
Literally, the town becomes a ghost town. All of the businesses that are there that essentially were patronized by the migrant workers go under because they no longer have their customers anymore, and the town dies. It dies because of this immigration enforcement. Now you're seeing on a wide scale it happening in Georgia, where these farms, they're dying, these fruits and vegetables rotting on the vines because no one's around to pick them. What's your solution? 800-259-9231. Our solution's freedom. You let people come here, you let them get jobs, you let them work however it is they want. You let them do whatever they want as long as they're not hurting people.
Yeah, my Italian grandfather came here in the early 1900s, and he went to the Statue of Liberty. They stamped 2NY on his forehead, you know, and they didn't name him Tony, luckily, like a lot of Italians do. But that's all it was. It was very simple and straightforward procedure, and then you were in, and then you could go work.
Let's go to Nathan, listening in Indy to WXNT. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Nathan?
Oh, well, just had like maybe a possible solution. I wanted to run it by you guys.
All right.
Give your thoughts about the 11,000 jobs that were going unfulfilled there in Georgia. What do you think about getting rid of or taking back unemployment? You know, the fact that kind of people who could be working aren't working, you know, because they're getting an unemployment check every week or every other week, and so they're just resting on their laurels and kind of, sucking off the government's teat.
Well, they did pay into unemployment, right?
Well, I'm not going to say that they did pay into unemployment, but unemployment, had a certain deadline, and then the government doubled that deadline. So I don't have a particularly a problem with that. But do understand that most Americans can't do this work. I'm 40 years old, and I couldn't do this work. I wouldn't be able to go back the next day. I'd be in so much pain. I'm not used to this level of exertion.
You would, though. You'd get used to it after a while if you stuck it out.
Maybe that's true. Yeah. After, being in a wheelchair in the fields for 2 weeks. Maybe that's true.
You have to wear a big straw hat, and you've got to wear proper clothing and everything, but you'd get used to
it. But I also would say that solution is politically inexpedient.
But what are you getting at, though, Nathan? I mean, are you suggesting that the unemployment people be forced to work on these farms? Because most people don't want these jobs. That's why the 11,000 jobs are just sitting there.
No, I understand. It's not a matter of forcing. Well, in a sense, yeah, it would be. If you're forcing people to work because they're no longer getting government paychecks, people have to live. You know, they're willing to take jobs that they normally wouldn't because, I mean, my dad, for instance, hates doing anything with the government and refused when economic times got bad to get on unemployment. And so he got a job at Walgreens, mm-hmm. He went out there and searched, and that wasn't his skill set, but he had to put food on the table and buy for his family. And so he was forced to do that job until things got better. And if you kind of take away that crutch that a lot of people rely on and have gotten used to over time, I think that you would see that more of these jobs would actually get picked up by,
I think that's a fine solution. I think that's a fair solution because I agree with you. I don't think there should be government welfare programs.
Well, I think that there should be. People should have the option of signing up for insurance programs that would protect them
absolutely.
In the case of unemployment. But, also, I don't think the government, for one, the government forces employers to pay into one particular one.
Right.
So there aren't competing ones.
That
out
could be
there.
Something that could be handled by the marketplace.
Indeed.
We also have a situation, too, where, 30, 40 years ago when I was young, I remember a lot of high school kids and young people would take these jobs. But now they're so spoiled they don't anymore because we've not allowed them to grow up.
Well, yeah, in a lot of cases you can't even work. I mean,
to some extent this isn't true. Farms are one of the few jobs in the United States that young people can still work at.
So but they don't want to.
What's that?
They don't want to.
No, they don't want to, and their parents won't get them to do it either. But this is one of the areas that 12-year-olds can go to work.
Oh, Mark, there's some people really upset at you for saying that right now.
I'm just saying.
Put my son out in the fields!
Somebody's got to make a living.
I'll tell you what, your son's probably the only one in your house physically that can handle it.
No, but I knew a lot of kids growing up who had jobs part-time, going to even high school, and you just don't see that as much anymore.
Thanks, Nathan, for the call. I agree with the suggestion to get rid of the government welfare programs. If people need help, they should turn to private charity. They should turn to their neighbors and their community for help on a consensual basis, because then help is actually much more valuable when you're actually, like, for instance, if it's a charity that's giving people help, they can kind of keep up with the folks. They can follow and make sure they're looking for work. They can help them look for work. They can, like Goodwill does, train them and get them, you know, skills that they'll need to join the workforce. We're coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, B-E-R-K-E-Y.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you would like. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is where you can go. The listening options are there. Live streams are available, broadband and dial-up flavors. Around the clock, you can get the latest episode of Free Talk Live over at listen.freetalklive.com. In addition to that, you'll also find the details about our 108 radio stations across the country that air this program at various different times throughout the week. Our satellite listening options, including two XM satellite radio channels, our free-to-air KU-band channel, and the webcam, as well as listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. All of it's over there, and it's all for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Yeah, SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects back on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do that for you.
Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. We go to Cecilia, listening in Virginia. Cecilia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Do you remember I called last week? I'm moving to New Hampshire, Free State Project.
Vaguely recall it, but congratulations.
Thank you.
You're to Parkfest?
I will be there by Parkfest. I wasn't there this year, but I will be there. Anyways, I thought it would be amusing to tell you, my ex-fiance, I am to me today, and he told me he joined the Free State Project to follow me to New Hampshire.
All right.
Well, apparently he wants to be where you are.
Are you playing hard to get?
I do not want to be where he is. I want to be nowhere near where he is.
It's a big city.
No, it's not. It's like this big.
Is he
stalking
you?
Can't see my fingers. Yes, he's being rather harassing now. I do not appreciate it.
So that's not good news then.
No, it's not good news. It's very creepy. I told him I don't want to talk to him, and he's like, "Well, I joined the Free State Project. I'll see you in New Hampshire. Maybe we can be friends." And I was like, "No, just leave me alone."
Plenty of big cities and country huts and cabins to hide in here.
Didn't something happen?
And they have restraining orders.
Didn't something happen at Porkfest this year where some creepy dude came to, like, try to find Catherine Bleich? Catherine Bleich is this
last year?
No, it was this year. Some creepy dude showed up, and there was a bit of a situation as a result of that. And this guy was pretty ostracized. Like, he'd shown up. Catherine knew who he was because he'd shown up at other things she's gone to. She's kind of this nationally known liberty activist lady. We've had her on the show. And I forget what his relationship with her was, but anyway, he... I wish I wasn't there for this, right? So I only heard through the rumor mill, but let's just say that, you know, word got around pretty quick that this guy was here and she did not want him near her. And so it was not a problem. He was not, you know, a danger to her at all because she's surrounded by people that many of them are packing heat and are, you know, defense experts.
I wonder if he had a Lola calendar in his tent.
So, I mean, if this guy comes up here and he's creeping you out, then if he's just being friendly, that's one thing. But if he's doing things that are inappropriate, I doubt he's going to be very popular.
I doubt he'll actually do it. He's a big mama's boy. But it just, I thought you guys might be slightly to moderately amused by it.
Gotcha. So you think he's just trying to get to you?
Yeah, I think he just wants me back, and I keep telling him no.
Wow.
Those men.
Well, I can tell you, if you're a single female, then...
you're about to go through the whole rigmarole again. I know all about the wall of females.
Yeah,
there's all kinds of single men up there.
Eligible bachelors, that's for sure.
A lot of bachelors, that's what you told me.
Nice guys, too. Nice guys.
So, they say nice guys finish last, though, Wayne.
Not always.
I think that it changes at about age 25 to 30.
You mean
30.
For the woman or for the guy?
Well, I think women start changing about 25, and I think men start changing about 30, personally, is what my, that's my guess, and that I think the rules kind of change for nice guys.
So, Cecilia, what else did you want to share tonight? Anything else on your mind?
No, that's all.
Hey, thanks
for the call. I just want to talk to you guys, you know.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire.
No stalking us, Cecilia.
Thanks. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you, and look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Shadow, listening in Alabama to WBHP in Huntsville. Hello, Shadow.
Hey, how are you doing here? Listen, when it comes to farm work right here, and I've done it all myself out here in the past, you know, being between jobs, stuff like that. And I've worked, you know, all natural born Americans on all these different things. No Mexican illegals anywhere. Now, we did the work. But the thing is, the reason why a lot of American people don't want those jobs, because you get out there, you get a lot of the farmers and all the people that are orange groves, you name it, beach orchards, everything. They treat you like you're less than human beings.
Oh, yeah.
They try to cheat you out of everything. At night in the camp, by morning you've had everything stolen from you. And then a place in South Carolina, they had a field boss out there, kept everybody on the property at gunpoint with orders to shoot you if you tried to leave.
When was this?
This was back in the 80s, and I got a little tight on this. I got to this other farmer's, and the boss man and his head idiot came after me to try to take me back at gunpoint, but the farmer I was with, though, he pulled down on him with a 12-gauge deer slug job and said he'd blow their truck out from under him if they didn't get off his property. Well, they knew he'd do it, so they left.
We're losing your phone call, but thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, saying that the conditions on some of these farms are less than desirable for some workers.
I've heard stories like this in the past.
But it sounds like he's at least my age or older. And at a certain time in American history, I'm sure it was a lot worse. And information didn't travel as quickly. And there were deplorable conditions on many farms, I'm sure. More so back then.
Yeah, a camera would really solve this problem. A camera, especially that was equipped with quickqik.com, mm-hmm. uploading directly to the internet. Mm-hmm. You know, some random guy pulls a gun on you.
Yeah. But the point is today I think we're better equipped than ever to have a true free market, because in a real good free market, you've got to have information flowing quickly as to what's going on everywhere, and you have that now.
Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. In case you're just tuning in, the news out of Georgia is that there are 11,000 jobs available. And when there are 11,000 jobs available, that means there are probably a few places that are looking to hire, which means that there's competitive hiring going on. So you should be able to get, like, the best of the best deal if you're willing to go out and actually work in this brutal position of going out and picking vegetables and fruit all day long in a hot Georgia sun.
Well, there have been stories about McDonald's jobs where thousands of people show up for a couple of jobs.
Really?
Yeah. And
I'd
there,
like to see that story.
And there, when you fry the French fries, you know, the oil splashes up and hits you in the arm and it hurts.
That there's a little bit of danger involved working a fry later, no doubt about it. So you're certainly welcome to share your thoughts.
I want to see that story, Wayne. Show me. I mean, I've heard of people showing up for a lot of people showing up for a job, but I haven't heard of for McDonald's.
Yeah, it was a few months ago. I think I have it in my newsreel. I'll see if I can pull it up.
1-800-259-9231. Fact is, nobody's showing up for these jobs down in Georgia, and as a result, food's going to rot on the vine. As a result, food prices are probably going to rise. Is that what you want? Do you want to pay more for your vegetables? Because that's what you're going to get if you keep this crackdown going against the folks that are willing to take the jobs, the immigrants. 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. The number for you, 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
By the way, the website features do include the news updates. You can get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop. Just go to news.freetalklive.com. Sign up for our email updates. Best way to know what's happening with Free Talk Live. Also, Twitter and Facebook pages, you can go there to news.freetalklive.com to get on board. That's news.freetalklive.com as we continue with you and your thoughts. Henry is listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Henry. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Great show as usual.
Thanks. What's on your mind tonight, Henry?
Well, I'll be the first person to tell you that I don't mind helping someone that is down and out and needs a helping hand to get back on their feet.
Yeah, sure, me neither. I just gave some money to somebody that got hurt. One of the folks in the community up here apparently hurt themselves recently,
terribly, yeah.
Pretty bad, and just gave some money to that person.
But, yeah, I've seen time and time again where we have this fabulous institution called welfare, and, it boggles my mind. You can be on welfare and basically have the state taking care of you and your children, and still be having more children while on the program.
It's well, yeah, they encourage it. The welfare programs are built to encourage people to have kids.
So although it's probably not politically expedient, I think a great solution for, like, down in Georgia is to maybe start an incentive program. And the first incentive would say, well, we're going to, because of the economic times, we're going to reduce all welfare by 40%. But if you would like to subsidize that welfare by working, we will not remove you from all welfare if you choose to work, which is what they do now. You know, if you make over $7 or $8 an hour here in Indiana, then all of a sudden they just, you're done.
Yep.
You know, there's no graduated stepping stone. So mm-hmm. they just, you know, people that are on the system and live on the system, they know how it works. And they say, well, hey, if I get a raise, I'm going to be off. So if, you know, I stay mediocre my job, my dollar an hour will stay low, and I'll be able to just keep getting all my food stamps and my welfare and, you know, live in my HUD housing or my...
I don't think you can work and get welfare, but you can work and get food stamps, as I understand it.
It probably depends on the state and the program, Mark.
Each thing's different.
The most reprehensible part about
welfare is that the 70% of the dollar, 70 cents on every welfare dollar goes to middle-class bureaucrats that actually man the program, not the people who are receiving it. I mean, that's the scariest part about it.
Well, sure, but, you know, the other part is, you know, like, you see people working it. It's,
sure.
You know, they drive up with baby's daddy. He's got, you know, a $30,000 automobile, you know, and she's wearing $100 jeans, and the kids, you know, all wear Jordans, but by God, they always have top-of-the-line cell phone. But, you know, they don't make enough money to pay their bills. They got to have me and you and everybody else that works three jobs.
Yeah, I heard you, man. I don't think that what you propose is a bad idea, kind of helping people wean them off the system rather than just the hard cutoff. But at the same time, I would like to see the government get out of it entirely. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. This would be a long soapbox standing conversation, but the fact of the matter is our system is broken. We don't know what the true cost of doing business is in this country because politicians have got so far into it. Nobody can really, I mean, think about it. People pay somebody, they want a professional to be at a job, you know, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and they want you to be a professional, show up in attire for business, and actually be a business person. Yet they make such little money, they qualify for food stamps. So that tells me that that business is not paying the real cost of that person. If it was the case, if Americans were educated and they took all these assistance programs away altogether, said it's gone.
Hmm.
Smart people would not go work for that money. They would say, no, I can't survive on that.
Right,
they pay me what I'm worth.
But what about the inflation, all the stealth inflation we've had, too? That has a lot to do with it as well.
It doesn't matter how much you make.
It matters how much your money will buy. That's what really matters here.
Hey, Henry, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It would be nice if more people were educated, but then again, the government handles that, too. So if you really want to fix education, you've got to get the government out of it so we can actually have a free market.
And get them out of money, too.
And then with the welfare programs, yeah, some changes could probably be made to make them better. But if you really want welfare to work, if you really want to help people that need help, then you've got to get rid of the government. You've got to get the government out of it. Their incentives are all backwards, whereas with charities, their incentives are correct. They have market-based incentives. They want to make sure that they help the people that need help instead of helping people that are trying to scam the system. They want to make sure that the people that need the help are actually getting help and they're actually advancing in their knowledge and their skills and being able to work, get back into the workplace, whereas the government bureaucrats don't care. They just, you know, care if you fill out the form correctly and whether you qualify. qualify or not.
And very importantly also with private charities is that, the donors are free to donate to whatever charity they want. So
that's
they
right.
have to compete. And they as soon as a charity, a private charity, becomes corrupt or wasteful, you're free to take your money and go somewhere else, and they can't force you to pay them anymore.
That's right. Ask Red Cross. They had that trouble at one point. Another issue here is that I think that, you know, when people hear you want to stop social welfare programs, and I do, I think that they...
You're a racist.
People need... Well, there's that. People need warning.
There's plenty of white people on welfare.
More white people on welfare than black, but, that's often the charge. Mm-hmm. People need warning. Even if it's middle-class white people in public schools, which, public schools are the biggest welfare program out there, and it's welfare for middle-class people, because my kid is being robbed of money every year that I could use on his education in order to send your kids to school. Mm-hmm. And it's disgusting.
But of course they need warning.
They need warning.
Six months.
2 years.
Six months.
I don't think 6 months is enough. I think
find a job. Come on.
Well, I think that people. Well, they need to sock away money and things like that. I think it's politically more expedient if you have some kind of year or 2 years.
All right,
or something
one
like
year,
that.
One more year welfare, and then you're done. You need to figure out what to do.
What about public schools?
Public schools would be 6 months, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I think the end of the school year, maybe next year. You're going to be running. You're going to have to run that school like it's a business. You're going to have to collect tuition or something. Figure out some way to pay for it. Get a community sponsor.
Let's
whatever.
Talk to Steve, listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Steve in Indy.
I just had an issue with some of the things that were spoken about legal immigration. I think, first of all, we need to identify what's in principle correct and right, and what's practically right. In principle, it is a privilege of an American citizen to work here. When you come across the border illegal, you are a criminal. You are a criminal, okay? So just understand that in principle is correct.
Well, wait a second. Were the people... Wait, but let's understand in principle that the people that hid black slaves that were escaping in the North, were they criminals?
Absolutely. Wait a minute.
You need to own that statement. You need to own that people acting like they're free are criminals.
We went through legal things to change that. Now, the bottom line is...
What's legal about invading a sovereign country?
We are a country with a rule of law, and the rule of law says
then Charlie Rangel would be in prison. You don't believe that for a second, do you?
You're going to try to do it over talk me without letting me finish.
You're making statements that are patently not true. And I want to talk.
Do we live in a country of rule of law?
No.
Do we live in a country that's a rule of law?
Only the pretense of one.
No. Then the Constitution doesn't mean anything.
Absolutely. It doesn't mean anything.
Look at how they behave, dude.
Let me back these statements up.
See, you're looking. Can I back these statements up?
Yes, you can, but hold that thought.
Okay.
800-259-9231. Look, if you make a statement that's not true, you're going to get called out on it. It's just part of... Because if you keep going, you'll make several statements that are untrue, and then we'll never get...
How am I going to backtrack to those statements?
Right. What rule of law?
We'll hold you. You stick around, Steve. We'll bring you back. We're not cutting you off or anything like that. More coming up here. 800-259-9231. More with Steve and Indy. And is it the rule of law? We'll find out.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and sakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month's supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberin free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232. 8232.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you'd like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. Just enough time for you and your thoughts. Perhaps joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You can support the show by becoming an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. You send us $3 a month with any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. You send in that $3 a month, Free Talk Live takes it, invests it into the show. Doesn't go to paychecks. It goes back into getting more radio stations, bringing more Internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Because the folks here in this country and around the world, a lot of people don't understand what freedom really means. They think they can have freedom for themselves while still at the same time cracking down with the police state on other people, like immigrants, for instance. And it's a bunch of nonsense. By the way, Steve dropped off the line, even though we invited him to stick around because he felt like he was getting you're talking over me.
Well, I understand where he's coming from. And, you know, indeed, I interrupted what he had to say because he was saying things that weren't true.
The rule
of law. Lies. Just things that aren't true, because we're told in this country we've got a rule of law. It's a lie. If we had a rule of law, then members of Congress would have to, they'd have to abide by the law like we do. Charlie Rangel would have gone to prison for tax evasion instead of, and there's a numerous cases of these things. This is just one of the examples. Cops would get tickets, would give themselves tickets, would give other cops tickets for rolling through stop signs. But they don't do that. Mm. The fact is, we have a two-tiered system. We have the serfs and those in the government. Mm-hmm. And
The Just Us system.
You know that I'm a volunteer firefighter. I keep my helmet to my fighting fires in the back seat of my car. Why do you think I do that?
Because it makes you look like one of them.
In case they get pulled over for a ticket, they're not going to give me one because I've got the helmet in the back of the car. I mean, everybody knows this. That's why these things go the way they are. Because we don't have the rule of law. We have the rule of men.
That
is unfair. I'm for the rule of law, as Steve was saying. I'd be for that, but I'm not going to just arbitrarily apply it to one group of people.
Well, if you had just laws, maybe, like, you know, do no harm and honor your agreements. But things that go beyond that, I have a real problem
with. Right, and it sounded vaguely, and I admittedly got a little flustered with Steve here, sounded like he was supporting the idea of, well, making it illegal to help captured slaves get out, escape. I don't think he was saying that, but he kind of felt like, oh, it's okay that it took 150 years or 200 years of people being active saying that slavery was unjust and that finally something gets done. I'll tell you another thing about laws, Steve. They're incredibly difficult to change because there's some
entrenchment and sometimes you have whole professions built around a bad law, like the tax code, for example. And
how are we ever going to get rid of the IRS?
Yeah, how are you ever going to get rid of it unless there's a major collapse of society? You're not going to get rid of it.
Yep.
And so many people get all caught up in this equality, this social justice thing. You're never going to make incomes the same. The only thing that really matters is that we're all equal under some kind of rule of law. Even if it's just a couple of basic common law type, natural law type laws, that's all you need. It's too complicated now. There's too many laws anyway.
What matters is freedom. And if you're advocating that other people be enslaved, if you're advocating that other people have to jump through a bunch of legal hoops, if you're advocating that other people have to pay a bunch of fees, I'm talking about immigrants here, if you're advocating that other people, not just immigrants, if you're advocating that other people shouldn't be able to use drugs or that other people shouldn't be able to drink at age 18 or that other people shouldn't be able to do this and that, you fill in the blank of what you think other people shouldn't do because you know best. If you think you know what's best and you're willing to go ahead and force that on other people, you'll never be free.
Yep,
you'll never be free.
Because
you're
the other side,
the man.
And the other side is going to retaliate on you when they get into power. They're going to wrestle the spike club of government from you eventually, and then they're going to beat you over the head with it.
Right. Well, it doesn't even have to be the other side. You've just legitimized the using of the state in order to get what you want. And in this case, it's, well, let's not allow labor to move across borders. Let's not allow free people to build a better life for themselves in a superior economy that's across a line on the map.
Right. So if you want to start using violence, or if you support using the violence of the state on other human beings, then maybe you shouldn't complain when the state comes after your business with new regulations, or the state comes after your home with greater property taxes,
or they go into your daughter's high school prom and feel her up under her dress.
The TSA was actually used as at the door of a prom to shake kids down, and they were... Yeah.
So if you believe in freedom like we do, and in order to do that, you have to actually believe in the freedom for other people. If you believe in freedom and you're willing to actually do something about it, then join the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org, get together with other like-minded people, and join up in the same place. Because if we're deluded, those of us who believe like this, there aren't a lot of us. And maybe someday there will be, but at this time, we're in the minority. So we need to get together, like the Mormons did in Utah, like the hippies did in Vermont. We need to get together and achieve liberty in our lifetime. And there's only one way to do that, and that's to gather in the same place, which is the point behind the Free State Project. FreeStateProject.org to learn more. We go in the meantime to Jason, listening in Florida. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live. Jason, in Florida, going once. Jason in Florida, going twice. Hey, Jason.
Hey, I got John Kurtz live from jail on the phone. I'm going to let him talk first.
Okay. Hey, cool. Can you hear me all right?
John, go ahead. You actually sound surprisingly good considering you're in jail. Normally jail phone lines suck.
Funky three-way situation. I don't know what's going on, but just want to let you guys know I'm here at the Orange County Jail in Orlando, Florida, where I'm being held as a political prisoner because I dared refuse the generous plea deal that was offered to me and took my case all the way to trial.
Right, the case where you were being charged with a felony because you dared to record a police officer in public.
Exactly. The officer, Adam Grueler, claimed that I hit him somehow. He had multiple different stories as to where and when this occurred. We have a videotape that we got from the street camera there that proved that none of his stories made any sense and that he was completely making the whole thing up. So that got me off of the battery and a law enforcement officer felony charge. However, the jury did find me guilty of resisting arrest without violence, which the judge then sentenced me to 30 days in Orange County Jail, then another 12 months of probation. Part one of my probation conditions is I cannot go within 100 feet of a police officer. So basically, if I leave my house and a police officer sees me, I will be arrested, is essentially what that means. So it's pretty ridiculous.
It is absolutely ridiculous. And I guess I'm curious, how are things going for you thus far? You've been in there for several days now, correct?
Yeah, I've been in here about a week so far. So far, so good. It's you know, it's very boring. It's cold. It's unpleasant. But you know, I'll be out fairly shortly.
Are you in segregation? Are you in population? What's your status?
No, I'm in general population, and hopefully tomorrow I should be moved to the minimum security ward. Everybody I talk to here, once they see my classification as far as security, they can't even believe I'm in jail. Pretty much what they say is once I get moved to this new ward, I'll be able to go outside and do basically whatever I want, because nobody gets thrown in jail for what I did. This is my first offense. It's a misdemeanor, and it's completely insane that I'm in jail for this.
Right. It's actually insane because it's a violation of what I've heard is called the fruit of the poison tree doctrine, which clearly doesn't apply anymore in courtrooms in America. But the idea being
the jail administration will disconnect your call in 3 minutes.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I'm losing
lovely.
You here. But,
as what I was saying was...
Sorry, the poison tree doctrine?
I don't even know what the hell I was saying.
Well, the poison tree doctrine says that why in the world would you get resisting arrest when they didn't find you guilty of what they arrested you for?
Right.
It's absolutely ludicrous.
You were vindicated from the original charge, but yet you still found guilty on resisting arrest.
Correct. And that's insane. And beyond that, my arresting officer testified that I did not resist arrest. What happened was the prosecutor and the judge both said that because I walked up to the scene where this arrest was taking place that I was filming, I said something to the effect of, guys, calm down, you're being videotaped. And according to the prosecutor and the judge, that in itself is obstructing a police officer, which is a type of resisting arrest without violence. So that's essentially the charge I was put in here on, and that's a blatant violation of the First Amendment.
The jail administration will disconnect your call in 2 minutes.
That's a blatant violation of the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, as well as Article 1, Section 4 of the Florida Constitution. I have plenty of case law that backs
up. So wait a minute, John. Clearly they have scared you away from doing activism by this.
That's the attempt. Well, I'm working on my appeal. I have an easy win on appeal if I can put together the funds to actually appeal this. And I think I have a pretty easy win.
I think you
do
too.
So that's what I'm hoping for.
I think you have a win on an appeal too.
Well, I hope that you get your lawyer's fees paid for on an appeal, because this has been an expensive endeavor for you, because you did hire a lawyer.
Yeah, it's been very expensive so far, and if I do want to appeal, it's probably going to be about another $10,000.
So crazy.
I'm not exactly sure what I want to do yet, but essentially, if I just ride it out and let this happen, I can't leave my house for the next year, and I don't want to do that either.
Or
so
you can move to New Hampshire, where the restraining order does not apply. Hey, John, thanks. Good luck in there. Stay safe, and don't hesitate to call us back. Thank you for that, lady. I appreciate the update. We're out of time for tonight, but hopefully we'll hear more from John Kurtz in the future, and the folks out in Orlando, they're doing a great job down there doing some civil disobedience. See you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers. One of the most popular clubs here is the Farmers Shop Quartet. They're an a cappella group famous for their insurance ballads. Anyway, each singer is good, but when their voices work together, wow. It's kind of like combining your auto, home, and life policies. Combine them and you save money while also getting great coverage. I wonder if the quartet would write a song about that.
Get in touch with a highly trained Farmers agent at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.